I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
When President Obama took office in 2009, the economy was losing an average of 700,000 jobs a month. The housing market had collapsed. The stock market was in free fall. And by year's end, unemployment had reached 10%. But fast forward to 2013. Home prices are rising. Stock prices are near all-time highs. And companies are hiring an average of 200,000 workers every month.
Add it all up, and over the past 40 months, our businesses have created 7.2 million new jobs. This year, we're off to our strongest private sector job growth since 1999.
And yet, despite the steady pace of hiring, nearly 12 million Americans are still out of work. On average, those who have found jobs are working fewer hours and earning less, even as the average pay for CEOs has risen by double digits.
This growing inequality, it's not just morally wrong, it's bad economics. Because when middle-class families have less to spend, guess what? Businesses have fewer consumers.
Analysts say the president's focus on the economy may be a preemptive strike to pressure Congress to act. He wants lawmakers to reform the tax code, boost infrastructure spending, raise the minimum wage, and start implementing his health care reforms. Given the political climate in Washington, agreement may be unlikely. But one issue that could unite both parties is the need to broaden the tax base. That's why immigration reform is crucial, says Steve Bell at the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington.
If we don't have intelligent immigration, we are not going to have enough workers to pay the taxes we need for the programs we have in place now.
Moving forward, other factors could have an adverse impact on U.S. growth. They include a slowing Chinese economy and an extended recession in parts of Europe. And here in the U.S., a new survey by the National Association for Business Economics suggests rising interest rates and a looming budget battle in Congress over the debt ceiling could slow the pace of hiring, just as the U.S. economy is beginning to gain momentum. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.